we do first is make sure that whatever comes to us and whatever we consider is an appropriate function of limited state government. If that's the case, then we try to find out what its relative value is for investment or for pulling money away from it. What's the ripple effect? Try to put together a good, solid budget based on our needs versus our wants. And then when we get to the end of that process, if we have done well, then we take an analysis and apply whether or not our projections would say the House Bill 8 triggers would be met in a given fiscal year. If we're close enough, then we will look closer at it and see if there's anything to be readjusted. If we're too far off from it, then our budget concerns override our tax reform concerns.